All right, time now for our Paws and Claws pet segment on WATD every week at this time, sponsored by the Clean Team. Even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net, thecleanteam.net. Once a month, we check in with our great friends from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists, and this month, Lorelei DeVolio with us. Lorelei, good morning.
Hey, Ron.
I'm doing well. How have you been, Lorelei?
A little chilly, but hanging in there.
Oh, all right. Well, hang in. I know. It's it's that time of year. You know, things, yeah, we don't want any birds outside. But we're going to talk about indoor and specifically this month, how to set up and design a bird cage. Right, Lorelei? Because, you know, maybe there's some people interested in getting a bird for the new year.
Oh, for sure. I mean, birdcage design is a huge topic, and it's really important because I think when people are considering either purchasing a new pet bird or upgrading their current caging situation, there's a lot of different options out there, and trying to like figure out the best way to set them up is an important part of it.
All right, so where do you get started? Do you need to know, first of all, what kind of bird are you going to have? Does that matter?
It does. It does. I mean, when you think about it, people have little tiny finches and canaries that don't have a hooked bill to like large parrots that could easily rip apart a cage that would be suitable for a small, you know, parakeet or something like that. So you want to make sure you get an appropriate cage, not only with what it's made of, meaning like a softer, you know, steel cage versus like a solid stainless steel cage for a large parrot. And then also you have to think about the bar spacing. You know, you don't want to get a cage that's too wide spaced. So say you buy a large cage that is supposed to be for a macaw and you put a parakeet or a cockatiel in it, those birds can sometimes get their heads stuck through, like when they're messing around in the cage, they'll stick their heads through the bars of the cage and they can actually get injured or hurt if the cage bar spacing is too wide. So make sure to get a cage that's appropriate bar spacing and made of the right material for your species that you're putting it in.
All right. And so it depends on, you want to find out, first of all, do the research, you know, what kind of bird are you getting?
Yeah.
Sometimes, is it possible for multiple birds? I've never had birds. Can they be in one cage together? Is that?
I mean, it totally depends. You know, that's a big topic. But, you know, ideally, we would love to have people always have more than one bird so that they have companionship. It's, you know, very natural for birds to be in flocks. So that would be ideal. And they make different cages suitable for, you know, groups of birds, again, depending on the species. And then you have to start thinking about where do you put the cage in the home? Is it cage going to be in the middle of a busy living room? Or is the cage going to be in somebody's bedroom or by a window or, you know, in the kitchen? And there's pros and cons to all those things. I'll throw out some just kind of warnings there for you. Cooking can be harmful for birds. Like cooking with Teflon is toxic to birds if it overheats. And smells of gas can be dangerous and harmful for birds. So sometimes kitchens are not the best idea. And then, like, putting them by a window is wonderful. Birds love looking out the window. It can be a fun thing for them to do. But it can also be really stimulating. And you might want to make sure that if you do have your bird by a big window, that they also have a place to hide. Like, imagine if there's a big hawk or a group of crows outside. That can be terrifying for a small bird if they feel like they can't hide or get away from the vision of those birds outside. So you kind of got to look at the big picture when you're deciding where to put the cage as well.
Okay, so the window is a good thing, but yeah, I didn't think of that necessarily. You're right. If there are things outside, they're going to be looking in.
Yeah.
I'm inside, even though the window's there, I think that I'm, you know, could still be in danger, and I just don't want this thing to see me. And right, and I have nowhere to go, right? So I don't know what to do besides, you know, turn around. But, you know, obviously you don't want the bird to be stressed and, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Of course. Well, and that brings up what goes inside the cage. And maybe you need to incorporate some visual barriers, some areas that birds want to hide behind. Like, you know, maybe you have your bird in a living room and you've got a lot of family and it's very busy. Well, that can be great and stimulating for a bird. But also maybe that bird needs to nap in the day and it needs to be private. So give it a big toy it can hide behind, or maybe the cage is covered halfway so that it can decide if he wants to be seen and part of the family hiding in a busy area. The one thing I would limit and say to be careful about along this topic is not to give your bird a nest. Those little happy huts and fluffy things that birds like to climb inside, that can be really stimulating and make a female bird lay eggs. Even if there's no male, like a chicken, they can still lay a non-fertilized egg. So you want to be careful and not give them that you might perceive as a nest inside your cage.
Okay, so don't create that. And then, you know, are there other things that that maybe are sold that you would recommend, or you guys say, yeah, you know, this, the, you know, somebody has this idea for a bird. Is there anything else that you would say not to get, or that is being sold, or something like that?
There's a lot. So the first thing is you want to obviously get the largest cage that you can afford that will fit in your home. You know, these animals should have tons of space. And so you've got this large cage, and you want to fill it with things for the bird to do. A lot of cages come with these dowel perches that are just very, like, a round, smooth surface. In and of themselves, they're not harmful. But if that's the only perch that your bird has to stand on, that can be harmful over time. I mean, think about it. If you have one pair of shoes and could never take them off, and you were just standing on them 24/7, you might get some calluses, or your feet might start to develop sores or pain from being standing in that same position. And it's the same with birds. So you want to choose perches for them that maybe in addition to that one smooth perch, you have natural wood branches, some really wide, thick perches, and some very narrow ones. And they sell a huge variety of, like, rope perches and different things for birds to climb on that give their exercise. And that's a really important part of cage setup as well.
Okay. And what about other stimulating things? Is it a good or a bad idea to, people leave TVs or that kind of thing, or videos? Is that more confusing, or is that helpful, or does it depend on what it is? I mean, obviously, I imagine the radio is probably very therapeutic, but maybe video isn't. I don't know.
Oh, they absolutely love to hear your voice.
Thank you. I knew that. Thank you, birds, for listening.
What you're getting at is called enrichment, right? We want to make sure our pets of all kinds, not just birds, are stimulated. And birds are wildly intelligent, and they need things to do. So not only do we want to give them things like television to look at so they can have visual moving images, or radio so they can hear voices and not feel like they're alone, because being alone to a bird is really unnatural. We want to give them things to do inside the cage. So there should be toys of all kinds. You know, bird-safe toys are abundant on the internet and in pet stores. So, you know, and they all have different preferences. Some like chewing up wood. Some like banging a bell that makes a noise. Some like banging plastic, you know, chimes around. And there's all different kinds of foraging toys as well, things that you can stimulate a bird's innate desire to look for food and hunt for toys, think of a nesting doll for a bird that they have to take something apart and get to inside. And those are really, really exciting and important parts of a bird setup, and very readily available. I mean, there really is no limit to the amount of toys and enrichment that birds should have inside and outside.
That's good. All right. Well, good stuff from Lorelei DeVolio. Any final thoughts? So we get about 30 seconds here, Lorelei. I want to make sure anything else you should get out, just some final words for people as they're getting ready to maybe get that bird or make an adjustment.
I love blabbing on and on, Rob, but what I would say is the more options you have for places birds can eat is another thing, too. It doesn't have to be limited to, like, the two single food dishes that might come with the cage. They could have a place for a bird to, a skewer of shish kebab where you can put a bunch of fresh vegetables where they have to chew on, or another dish towards the bottom of the cage that has some fresh fruit that they have to go and forage and find. You know, you want to keep the cage exciting and rotate those toys and those perches and those food dishes over time. You know, maybe every 3 or 4 months you change things around. You know, out in the wild, the trees change, the seasons change. Things don't just stay the same 365. So think about that, too, and keep things exciting for your bird.
Lorelei DeVolio has been with us, our great friends at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists, CapeCodVetSpecialist.com. They join us once a month, and you can find out more on their website, CapeCodVetSpecialist.com. Lorelei DeVolio with us today with our Paws and Claws segment. Thank you, Lorelei.
Thank you, Rob. Great talking to you as always.
Yeah, have a good holiday, and this segment sponsored by the Clean Team.